Welcome back to Time Out Radio on KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. This is your host, Rohan Bakshi. Things have been busy in the last few weeks. Among the highlights, I graduated from high school and thought this might be a good time to reflect on this rite of passage. So on this episode of Time Out Radio, we'll look at the high schools in the U.S. through the ages. I'll also tell you a little bit about Da Vinci High in Davis, where I spent these formative years. The first educational institution that was called a high school was Edinburgh's Royal High School in Scotland, founded in 1128. The first public high school in the U.S. was modeled on this school. The Boston Latin Grammar School in Massachusetts in 1635 started off as a private school for boys to teach them about religion and then became the first public high school in the country a couple of centuries later. Schools back then faced many challenges, such as finding college-educated teachers and paying them a living wage. School attendance was not a requirement then, and only about one of every 10 children went to school. Most children helped their parents with their work or apprentices with local tradesmen. If families could afford the luxury of an education, they hired private tutors for their children or sent them to school in Europe. In 1751, Benjamin Franklin advocated for a new type of school, which had more practical education and preparation for employment than the Latin grammar schools of the time. He believed that children should learn English, science, and arithmetic instead of Latin. Under Franklin's presidency, the Academy of Philadelphia started teaching students in 1751. A couple of years later, he helped establish a similar school for girls in the area. Schools gradually opened in other states, but remained segregated for over a century. In the 1830s, it was illegal in southern states to teach black children to read. In 1957, under the authority of the U.S. Supreme Court's desegregation ruling, a federal court ordered the integration of Little Rock, Arkansas public schools. The governor of the state sent in troops from the Arkansas National Guard to prevent 9 African American students from enrolling at the all-white Little Rock Central High School. President Eisenhower then ordered the U.S. Army to send troops to Little Rock to protect the students. These African American students arrived in an Army station wagon and walked into the high school, a historic moment in U.S. history. As the number of high schools grew, so did the quality of their curriculum. Students started learning algebra, geometry, and history. A Michigan Supreme Court ruled in 1874 that all school districts in the state should have a tax-supported public high school. By 1880, there were 800 high schools in the country, and the number of high schools saw a steady growth. I went to Da Vinci Charter Academy in Davis. It's a small project-based school with a focus on technology and preparing students for college and the workplace. Because of its small learning community compared to other large public schools in the area, teachers get to know their students really well. The school focuses on team-based learning, and students learn how to work productively with peers through hands-on projects that they present to their school and the public. This makes the typical Da Vinci student really good at communication and collaboration. So instead of having one guest on today's episode, I thought I'd talk to some of my classmates at Da Vinci about their high school experience and what they are looking forward to after graduation. Our place of the week is Philadelphia, where the first high school academy was started by Ben Franklin back in 1751. Up next is Hall of Fame by The Script, featuring will.i.am.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest,
you can beat the world, you can beat the war.
talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you gon' find yourself
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
Cause you burn with the brightest flame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
And you'll be on the walls of the Hall of Fame.
You can go the distance, you can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name.
Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna.
Politicians, be preachers,
yeah.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers,
yeah.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.
Okay, I am recording. So, could you first off tell me your name and where you're going, your plans next year?
I'm Zachary Barnett, and I'm going to San Diego Mesa College.
All right, so what's been your favorite memory or highlight of your senior year?
Oh, just hanging out with my friends, my boy Tohan, Evan, Diego. I mean, all my friends have been so amazing. Hanging out with my girlfriend Haley, all the memories we've made have been so amazing, and I'll never forget them.
Mm-hmm. What is one memory you will remember forever from your high school years?
The Castle Crushers tournament. That's fun every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a highlight of the year for a lot of us. It's super competitive, but it's also super fun. Love the challenge. It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah. And what was your favorite thing to do on campus during high school?
On campus, I'd love to play basketball, throw around the football, anything sports related that would get me out of class. I love to do. Throwing around the ball with the boys, it doesn't really matter what it is. Just being able to do that has been such an honor, super fun.
Mm-hmm. And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self as you would enter high school?
Well, live every day like it's your last day in high school, because it goes by really, really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take time for granted. You just gotta always be having fun, making the most of every single day.
Okay, that's all the questions. Thank you, mate.
You're welcome.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm recording now. So who am I here with?
Haley Harshinger.
And what are your plans next year?
I plan on going to UC Santa Cruz and studying ecology and evolution.
Nice. So first off, what has been the highlight of your senior year?
I would say the highlight of my senior year has probably been all the new friends I've made. I think that being seniors, we all get a lot closer together, especially near the end of the year, because we're all experiencing something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so just making new relationships has been really fun.
And what's one memory you will remember forever from your high school years?
Probably during one of our big projects when we had to make a big presentation and we were the big team that had to make a bunch of videos when we presented it in front of the school. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self entering high school?
I would probably say to focus more on friendships. Academics are really important, but also try to focus on the relationships that you're making throughout high school because some of those will last your entire life.
What was the most surprising thing you learned about yourself during your time in high school?
That I'm a huge procrastinator.
All right, well, that's all the questions I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, who am I here with today?
My name is Antonio Smith.
And what are your plans after graduation?
I'm going to be attending Long Beach State University, and I'll be studying finance and accounting.
All right, perfect. All right, so first off, what has been the highlight of your senior year?
I think my highlight has been getting to know more of my classmates. I feel like we've really built a community, and I felt like I've been able to grow stronger in my community.
Mm-hmm. And what is one memory you will remember forever from your high school years?
Probably last night, going and into Mr. Newman's office and blowing up some balloons, putting some cups on his table and having some fun.
Yeah. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self entering high school?
Just like, don't be afraid to make friends. And some of the people who you think are strange actually can turn out to be pretty nice people. You just got to get to know them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the surface, some people can appear as normal as well, and they turn out to be really weird. So it can also go both ways.
Uh-huh. What has been the most surprising thing you learned about yourself during your time in high school?
I learned that I am not as smart as I think I am, and that I can't just trust that I'll know how to do things, and that I actually need to put effort into what I'm learning.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we are recording. So, who am I here with today?
Braden Miller.
And what are your plans for next year?
Next year, I'm going to American University to study strategic communications.
Nice. So, first off, what has been the highlight of your senior year?
Probably just everyone like coming together and getting along in these last few weeks of high school, like all the groups joining together. It's just been really fun to like talk to people that you don't normally talk to and like hang out with them.
Yeah. And what is one memory you'll remember forever from like your high school years?
Anything like leadership related, honestly, I'm going to miss my student council meetings where we had some fights with money with certain students, and it's just such a fun memory that I'm going to miss.
Yeah. And like, I guess during on-campus time, what was your favorite thing to do during your high school time on campus?
On campus?
Any sort of activity?
Probably walk around in leadership and act like I'm doing stuff, but I'm not. Like being the ASP president, I just walk around and tell people to do stuff, and I'm not doing really anything. So that's fun.
And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self entering high school?
Talk to more people. Be more friendly with other friends that you're not in your circle, like your own group, to talk to more people.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Thank you. Okay. I'm recording now. Who am I here with?
Hi. You're here with Summer Lee, and I am currently planning on attending Boston University and studying business administration.
Perfect. So, first off, what was the highlight of your senior year that you can say?
I think the highlight is I learned a lot more about delegation and leadership a lot this year, and planning events and how to like use everyone's strengths and really try to bring the whole community together.
Mm-hmm. And what's sort of one memory that you're going to remember forever from your high school time?
From my high school time, I would say probably World War One night. I think that was like the first signature project that we had coming back from COVID. And just to see everyone together and even like people helping each other out from different teams, that was really cool. And everyone just felt so connected afterwards.
And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self entering high school?
That's a good question. I think I would tell myself to figure out like what I want to prioritize, whether that's academically or just with my personal life, trying to create some sort of like direction so that I know when I'm living my life, like I have some sort of direction and path to follow, but also like just relax and like don't take things too seriously because mm-hmm. it's just high school.
And what was the most surprising thing that you learned about yourself during your time in high school?
I think the most surprising thing I learned was how much I actually enjoyed the college application process. Mm-hmm. I think it was the first time that I really sat down to think about the things that I've done and the impact that I've made, but also the impact that other people have made on my own life, and just trying to organize like the last 18 years and what's the most memorable and what I want to share to, you know, future college institutions was a really interesting process.
Well, that's some great answers. Thank you so much for your time, Summer.
Thank you.
All right. Who am I here with today?
Hi, my name is Malak Yunus.
And Malak, what are your plans next year after you graduate?
In the fall, I will be attending Johns Hopkins University, and I will be majoring in public health on the pre-med track.
Nice. So, first off, what would you say was the highlight of your senior year?
I think the highlight of my senior year was probably my just the whole era was my fifth period English class. It was a very, very large class and very chaotic. We very rarely got any work done, and so there were just multiple this class never failed to make me smile. So yeah.
And what's one memory you'll say that you're gonna remember forever from your high school years?
When I was in Catalina, we did a sunrise hike on the first day. The sunrise wasn't the prettiest the first day, and so the next day it was just me and Ms. Connors who went out on the hike, and the sunset was beautiful. It was like a surreal scene, and so just the two of us up there talking was just something that I think I'm going to remember forever.
Mm-hmm. And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self as you enter high school?
I would say to not be so afraid and to just let things work out the way they were. I think I was just really, really scared and nervous that I wasn't going to end up at a good college and everything, and so I got really caught up in that. But if I had just taken the time to live in the moment and make better connections with people and spend more time with my friends, that's something that I wish I would have done.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say was the most surprising thing that you learned about yourself during your time in high school?
I think it would be my confidence. I think going into the medical field was going to be really competitive, but in high school, I found myself pretty confident in myself, and that's something that I didn't think I had, just because I don't, you know, display it that much. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Malak.
Thank you.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And that was Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. In today's travel segment, we visit Philadelphia, the largest city in the state of Pennsylvania and home to 1.6 million people. The area was home to the Lenape Native people and became part of the colony of Pennsylvania in 1681. William Penn, a leader of the English Quaker faith, established the colony as a place of religious freedom and founded Philadelphia in 1682. The name he gave his city combined the Greek words for love, phileo, and brother, Adelphos, which gave rise to its nickname, the City of Brotherly Love. Philadelphia was the capital of the United States from 1790 to 1800. The Declaration of Independence was signed here on July 4th of 1776, and the U.S. Constitution was drafted here 11 years later in Independence Hall. The city is also home to the Liberty Bell, which was rung at the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin lived in the city for most of his life. He founded the country's first free library, its first hospital, and its first learned society, the American Philosophical Society, all in Philadelphia. In the 19th and 20th centuries, the city was a major industrial center and a railroad hub. Its jobs attracted Irish, German, and Italian immigrants. In the early 20th century, Philadelphia was a destination for African Americans during the Great Migration after the Civil War. Philadelphia was the birthplace of American banking. The oldest stock exchange in the United States, founded in 1790, is still around. Philadelphia is also the birthplace of the cheesesteak sandwich, created here in the 1930s by a hot dog vendor. For sports fans, the city has teams in all four major sports: the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League of Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia Eagles of the National Football League, the Philadelphia Flyers of the National Hockey League, and the Philadelphia 76ers of the National Basketball Association. The Phillies were formed in 1883 as the Quakers and were renamed in 1884. They're the oldest team continuously playing under the same name in the same city in the history of American professional sports. So that wraps up our journey to our place of the week, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right, let's call a timeout for Time Out Radio. This was your host, Rohan Bakshi. You're listening to KDIRT 95.7 FM, where the grassroots grow. Up next is Closing Time by Semisonic. Have a great day, everyone.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. Jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you will.
places you will be from. I know who I want to take me home. Some other beginning.